from APM in New York. I'm Ben Johnson, exploring the latest on how technology is changing our lives and our society. We know that texting while driving and the dangers therein are a growing legal issue. But what about sending a text to a driver when you know they're on the road? A ruling this week in a New Jersey appeals court could have implications on whether someone can be held responsible for that kind of texting. The specific case involved two texting teens and an older couple who were injured while riding on their motorcycle. And two judges in the three-judge panel said you don't have to be in the driver's seat to be open to legal action. Tom Zambito is a court reporter at the Star-Ledger newspaper. Hi, Tom.
Morning.
So tell me what the significance of this ruling is. We've heard a lot of court rulings about texting while driving, but this sort of goes the other way, right?
Sure. The significance here, I think, is that it creates a responsibility for a third party. It essentially puts the person who is sending the text, it essentially makes them, as one lawyer said, electronically present in the car. That means that if you know when you send a text that someone is driving, you could have a responsibility, at least in the state of New Jersey.
And how might this further play out in the state of New Jersey?
Right. Well, again, it's a lower court decision, sort of. It's not binding on other courts, but New Jersey is sort of a bellwether in legal circles for these sorts of decisions. We've been told through some lawyers that there's cases waiting in the wings to see which way it would go. Whether or not there'll be a flood of lawsuits, I don't know. It's a particularly small fact set that you're talking about here, but you could see a number of more legal challenges, I'm sure.
Tom Zambito is a court reporter for the Star-Ledger in New Jersey. Tom, thank you very much.
Thank you.